This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 8:66, up 2 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, May wheat opened at 8:06 unchanged on the open. July, 8:16 unchanged. September, 8:30 and a half, down 1 and a half. December, at 8:49 and a half, down 3 and a quarter on the open. May corn opened at 5.98, up 3 and a quarter on the open. July, 6.10, up 3 and 3 quarters. September, 6.19 and a half, up 3 and a half. December, 6.27 and a half, up 4. March, 6.36 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. May, 6.44, up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 6.51 and a half, up 2 and a half. And December of 2009 at 5.81 and 3 quarters. Down a quarter on the open. May beans open at 12.71, up 6 and a half on the open. July, 12.85, up 8. November, 12.21, up 3 and a half. May soybean meal open at 3.22, up 20 on the open. July, 3.28.50, up 70. May soybean oil open at 57.25, down 10 on the open. July, 57.65, down 19. June live cattle open at 91.60, down 22 and a half on the open. May feeders open at 105.35, down 20 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.92 and a half, up 10 on the open. And July bellies open at 77.10, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you too, Paul. Yesterday afternoon, or, well, toward the morning, maybe afternoon, somewhere around lunchtime, USDA's traders, the traders released their estimates for ending stocks 2008-2009. The corn number average guess is an eye-opener at 685 million bushels. And so the question I want to explore with you, Paul, is if that guess verifies on Friday, is December corn fairly priced?
Yeah. Well, let's go backwards and then we'll go forward,
okay.
Dave. This ending September, they're looking at a slight increase that may be up to 1.311 billion bushels. And maybe we have too much corn on the export books. We will have to accelerate our weekly exports to meet what the USDA has down on the sales. And also the USDA has, a slightly large ethanol usage number, maybe ballooned up maybe 100 million bushels, and the average guess on this year's is 1311. Now, you're very much correct that next year it's 685 million bushels, and of course this is based on 86 million acres of corn and a fairly large yield per acre on the corn. And of course we are seeing some delayed plantings, even though I think Coles County and Edgar County and Vermilion County are basically close to being 90-95% planted on corn. The idea is that we can't have any kind of a hiccup in production, weather, or demand because the 685 million bushels is a historic low bare bones carryover, so to speak. So that's the reason we're trading at $6, reason why we have people talking about $6.50, And that's the reason why, if there is a weather concern, we hear the word $7 and $8 a bushel. So these are the reasons why corn is so very strong. And one reason why, you know, maybe there is some encouragement out there to plant an extra 80 corn somewhere.
Yeah, I guess the chatter now is that corn prices are so attractive for profit that perhaps producers will push the envelope a little bit on the backside and try to plant a few more acres before switching over to beans.
I do have, now, in areas where we're only 50% done, we don't hear about it, but I noticed, and some of my customer friends tell me that they did see some cases where we did see a fall chiseled field where anhydrous tanks went in and some spring application, and then 7 days later, corn planters were running. So we do notice it. We do even, when we talk to some of the seed dealers, there was probably a little extra in-season corn sold. But when it's all said and done, it could be some acres above 86, but I don't think it's a big surprise of 3 to 5 million acres or anything like that.
Well, let me take it back to the charts and the prices then. And let's say, for argument's sake, that corn comes in somewhere around 685, might be 710, 720, but in that ballpark. If you look at the charts, and I'm looking at December, we've been kind of in a range around 613, 632, waffling in that area, kind of waiting further confirmation, further news, technical and or fundamental. If we get that number Friday, do you think that by the time the dust clears, we'll be still in that range?
Yeah. You know, my hunch is the corn market's going to be very firm, even with a little stronger dollar. And the reason is I think the energy market, this $120 fuel, basically is a support to cheap corn prices. And that's the reason why every American farmer in the United States needs to really get upset when anybody talks about taking that wonderful commodity away from them called ethanol. But, you know, I think it's a supporting deal, and the reason is that there's not a lot of elbow room. There is and it's hard to buy corn, for example, out of Argentina. You know, the government's in turmoil, the farmers are in turmoil, and so really the big place to buy corn in the world still is the U.S.
Turn our attention to soybeans, where boll spreading has been liquidating itself over the last week or more. And my question for you, Paul, is once the liquidation phase is over, which has been supportive to new crop beans, are new crop beans too high priced?
Yeah. Let's go back to the old crop first.
Okay.
You know, there is a feeling that the old crop carryover is going to be dropped from 160 to the average guess is 152. Some of the think tank people think 125. A very well-known economist told me he thought it would be down in that 125, 130 million ultimately. The beans are hard to buy east of the Mississippi. Cash merchandisers say, you know, the farmer has basically sold out soybeans. And, of course, this Argentine government deal in which, you know, maybe they're going to strike, maybe, but, you know, it's unfortunate the government wants half the bushels the farmer raises, and the farmers are protesting. It's awfully hard to schedule shipments out of Argentina, export boating, fobbing capacities, basically full capacity down there. So the only place in the world to buy beans that will be loaded at a certain time schedule is the U.S. Yes, there is going to be more soybeans planted. The carryover is bigger. But with this kind of crude oil price, we now have a $56 support price on bean oil. If it goes below that, it's a very profitable item to go into biodiesel. So that's a supporting factor. Also, our friends, when we talk to them in South America, Brazil, and some landowners and some people that have direct contacts in there, they don't think the farmer has got the economic wherewithal to go in and plant a lot of extra acres next year, you know, in the November, December, January timeframe, there'll be some increase, but not the 8 to 10% the market needs. So all this is very supportive to soybeans. And my hunch is that old crop beans are too cheap and possibly new crop beans are too high priced at this time.
Do you think that given what you said about old crop carryout, that perhaps, just perhaps, you put that on the carry-in of new crop beans and we might be below 270?
Yeah. And, of course, historically from my vantage point here, that late planted corn usually means late planted beans, and you have late planted beans and the yields just don't come through. A big portion of that bean acreage is double crop, and we also know double crop beans don't yield as well either. The third thing is that we want to talk about is the carryover is going to be so tight here that you're going to have to ration usage or bring imports in from South America. Both are very expensive, and it does take a creative management system to get enough beans to carry on to meet the minimum carryover numbers, and therefore buying the board is possibly the best way for an end user to meet the difference between old crop and new crop.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, current tick. May wheat in Kansas City not trading. The July at 858.5, down 5.5. The Chicago Board of Trade July wheat at 805, down 13. And May corn at 602, up 7.25. July 614, up 7.75. December 631.5, up 8. May beans 1280, up 15.5. July 1294, up 17. November 1228, up 10.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10:01 Central Time.